Dick Barton, Special Agent. By special arrangement with the BBC, we bring you Chapter 18 of our exciting new adventure serial, Dick Barton, Special Agent. Having foiled Wilhelm Kramer in his attempt to broadcast over the radio his intention of attacking Birmingham with a secret weapon, Barton and Gardiner hurry back to Gardiner's office to plan the attack on Kramer's hideout. Time is getting short. It is 9:15, and Kramer has threatened to strike at 12 o'clock midday. At Gardiner's office, Barton is introduced to Jock Anderson, who is to help him in the attack. They're interrupted by a telephone call from Snowy White. He begins to speak, but suddenly the line goes dead.
Did he manage to say anything on the phone?
No, he just said, "That you, sir, Snowy White here." Then he gave a kind of choking gasp and the line went dead.
Where'd you phone from?
Well, that's the trouble. The only phone handy was one directly opposite the entrance to Kramer's house.
You think he was spotted by one of Kramer's men?
Oh, looks like it. If they saw him and recognized him, you can bet they'd never let him phone. But if they have harmed old Snowy...
Who's Snowy, sir?
Captain Barton's right-hand man.
Ex-sergeant, like yourself, Jock, and a grand bloke to have round in the scrap.
If Kramer's got him, that means he knows we're on the trail, Barton.
Which makes everything much more urgent. This may make Kramer decide to act before 12 o'clock.
Of course, we don't know that Snowy has been captured.
We could easily find out. If you ring Halley Police Station and ask them to send round a plainclothes man...
What, to Kramer's house?
No, no, to the house we went to. The one Snowy was left in. Tell the man to find out whether Snowy's still there.
I'll ring them. I can describe the house.
Meanwhile,
we'd better make a plan of attack. Now, if you'll come along into the next room, we've got a large-scale map of the district.
If Jock's game to come along with me to Kramer's place, just the two of us, that's the best bet.
I'm game for anything, sir.
We've got about a 50-50 chance of getting out alive.
Pretty good odds these days, sir. Count me in.
Oh, good man.
Now then, here's the house, marked quite clearly, backing right onto the airfield.
If you could have your reinforcements ready along this road, sir, here, they'd be quite away from the house and well covered by trees.
In cars?
Yes, they'd better be mobile. We might want them in a devil of a hurry.
What sort of signal shall you give?
We'll take the Veery pistol. Jock can have it in the van. That's if we can't get out again to contact you before you make the attack.
Get out to us, if you possibly can, after you've found the information we need about the secret weapon.
Oh, don't worry. We shan't stay in Kramer's house 1 minute longer than is absolutely necessary.
Now, how exactly do you propose to get into the place without arousing suspicion?
Have to use some form of a disguise for a start.
The clawed face of yours doesn't help.
On the contrary, it should help. Kramer doesn't know that the professor used his claw on my face.
That's true. With a moustache and muffler.
Jock here is a complete stranger to them. We should be able to get inside all right. Now, it's finding the information we want and then getting out again that's going to be the trouble. You see, we need some reasonable excuse for going right inside the house, not merely the grounds.
Greengrocer or Coleman would hardly give you any reason for going inside.
Besides, we shouldn't go unless Kramer had placed an order. No, just a minute. I think I've got it. Kramer's house is on the phone.
Is it?
If we could find out the name of the previous tenant of the house, Kramer's only had it about 9 months, so the estate agent said.
Yes?
Well, there's quite a waiting list for phones these days.
But you said he's already on the phone, sir.
He is, but there's nothing to stop the previous tenant of the house having ordered another phone to be installed for the bedroom or any other room for that matter.
I get you.
Well, owing to the long waiting list, it's only just been possible to send men along to install the new phone.
So, in you go with your little GPO van, plainly marked post office telephones. Pop inside the house with the phone, check up the position of the secret weapon, sabotage it if you can, then give the signal for the attack.
That's it. Can you fix up the disguises and the van details?
I can, Barton. You pop along to room 32 on the floor above. Tell him I sent you.
Come on then, Jock. Let's turn ourselves into post office employees.
Always happy when there's a spot of trouble in the offing, isn't he?
Do you think he'll come through all right?
Well, if anybody could, I should say he could. He's got what it takes anyway.
Yes, but Kramer will kill him this time, sir, if he's found out.
Not like you to look on the black side, Jean.
I know, but...
But what?
Oh, I don't know.
Very lucid. Well, come on. Let's get Barton fixed up with the GPO and lay on those reinforcements.
Hello? Yes? Oh. What did they say? I see. Right. Thank you very much. Oh, just a sec. You don't want to speak to Halley Police Station, do you?
No.
Right. That's all, thank you. Thanks very much.
Well?
Snowy White left the house to use the phone.
He said that to the people in the house, did he?
Yes, he didn't come back.
Hmm. So we can take it as pretty definite that Kramer's got him.
Which means that Kramer's likely to act at any moment.
Then the sooner we act, the better.
Well, Herr Goodwell.
There's no use being impatient, Kramer. Blom isn't what you'd call a particularly apt pupil.
Surely he knows by now just what to do. Heavens, it's simple enough.
It's simple, yes. And so is Blom.
Blom.
Yeah?
You understand what the man says.
Yeah?
There are two levers.
Hmm? Don't call them levers. He doesn't know what a lever is.
You must admit that it isn't too easy. Look, Blom. First you switch that over. So. Then you pull that little piece of metal. So. There. You see?
Yeah.
Then you press that switch. That one there.
Be careful, Thaggood, for heaven's sake.
It's all right. The ray doesn't come into operation until that third switch is pulled down. The generator begins with the second lever. The ray only starts with the third.
Well, don't press the third lever.
No, but Blom will press the third lever. Won't you, Blom?
Mm-hmm.
Then, Blom, after you've pressed the third lever, what do you do then?
There.
Yes, that's the idea. You switch it off like that. Well, I really think he's got it this time, Kramer.
About time, too. Better prepare him with the antidote. And Wrangel. I wish we'd got somebody else to try it on, too. Someone without the antidote. Then we should have a complete trial.
Yes, it would be better. We could try it on Wrangel first with the antidote. Then, if he was all right, we could try it on him without the antidote.
You swine, Thurgood. Have you no decent feelings left?
Not many at the moment, Wrangel. Come along, Blom.
I assume we shall be quite safe, Thurgood.
I shall fix the machine so that it can only be pointed in Wrangel's direction. We shall keep out of the room.
Don't you realize, you fools, that although you point the machine at me, the rays will penetrate my body and the walls of the house and everything else for miles, so that any human beings who happen to be in line with rays will suffer.
So long as Thurgood and I are not in the line of fire, so to speak, we don't worry very much. And there is no great hurry, providing Barton and his friends aren't on the trail. We don't seem to...
Get out! I gave strict instructions that I was not to be disturbed.
Why? Hello.
Thought I recognized him, sir. He was just going to use the phone.
But of course you recognized him, of course. Mr. White, isn't it? Snowy White?
Lot of fuss and palaver just because I want to ring up a bit of stuff, ain't they?
This means that Barton knows where we are, Kramer.
Not necessarily.
He didn't give no message over the phone, sir. We stopped him just as he was going to speak.
Good work.
I wouldn't have done, though, if it hadn't been 4-1.
If this man was watching the house, Kramer, it must mean that Barton will be here at any moment.
Partner may have parted company. Had words we have.
Indeed. But how interesting. Tell me more.
I don't fancy being mixed up in this idea do any longer. Between you and me...
So you come down here to spy on us all by yourself?
Didn't want to spy on you. Didn't know you was here. How should I?
Don't talk like a fool, Mr. White. You're lying and you know it. Which gives me some cause for alarm.
Why?
If White here tells us Barton doesn't know where we are, then the chances are that Barton does know. In fact, he's probably on his way with reinforcements.
Then let's get away, quickly.
On the other hand, if Mr. White's phone message was interrupted and, in fact, no message was given, then Barton may still be waiting for some vital information. In any case, Thurgood, the sooner we try out the weapon, the better.
And if everything goes well?
We strike at once.
Wrangel is ready. So is Blom.
And now we have our friend Mr. White. But how fortunate. He can be the other guinea pig. Tie him up, you two.
Okay.
Now what are you up to?
We are just going to give you the honor of being the very first victim of the new secret weapon.
You wouldn't.
We most certainly would. Come, Thurgood, if you're ready.
You all ready now, Barton?
Yes, sir.
Well, you both look the part anyway. You can drive, can't you, Jock?
Drive anything, sir.
Yeah, then we're all set. Got the van, got the telephone, got the correspondence. Nice touch there, sir.
Even got your moustache.
Sure.
Could you fall for me with a moustache, Jean?
Not one like that. Definitely the walrus type, isn't it?
Yes, that and a Cockney accent. How's this? Telephone company, sir. Got a new telephone for you, sir. Number Parkinson. Is that wrong?
Oh, that's great.
How about the reinforcements? Are they ready?
What time do you expect to arrive at the house?
About 10:30 to 10:45.
I'll have 6 carloads ready and waiting at the place we agreed by that time.
See you later, then.
I sincerely hope so, Barton. And good luck.
Thanks. Don't worry about me. But if there shouldn't be any signal from Jock here or from me by 11:15, well, it'll be up to you, sir.
I'm getting onto the RAF now. I'll have the sky over Birmingham full of fighter aircraft from now until the danger's past.
Yeah, sound scheme. Well, here we go. Come on, Jock. Cromer, here we come. And don't you be late at the rendezvous, sir.
Don't worry.
You'll tell me the way, sir.
Yes, but first of all, there's an army ordnance unit I know of. I want to call on them first. It's on the way.
I've got the Veery pistol, sir, if that's what you're thinking of getting.
No, I've just thought of something else that might come in useful. Won't take us a minute to get it.
You ready now, Thurgood?
Yes. Prop Wrangle and White against that wall. Directly in line with the ray projector. Yes, that's it.
Cromer, Thurgood, I ask you for the last time. I'm not worried about myself or our friend here. But think of the innocent...
Be quiet. You'll be all right. You have the antidote. It's poor White here who will suffer.
Oh, don't worry about me.
I'm not worrying about you. Now, Blom, you ready?
Yeah. You know exactly what to do, Blom.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes, I think he's got it.
We're leaving you for a moment, Blom, while you switch on. When you switch off, call us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Come there, good.
Sorry about this, my boy.
Not your fault, Governor. Will it help if I close my eyes?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, what? It ain't been a bad old life.
Here it comes.
Pull. Lever. So.
What will happen to Snowy? Will Wrangle's antidote prove successful? Will Barton and Jock arrive in time?